بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين رحمة للعالمين، الرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد أبي القاسم محمد. وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. صلوات I'll try my level best to save my time. So I recited only one ayah from Surah Al-Kawthar. So first of all, I would like to congratulate Imam of our time on birth anniversary of his great-grandfather, Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wassalam. Brothers and sisters, Imam Hussain Islam, about whom Rasul said, Husayn minni wa ana min al-Husayn. In another hadith he is saying, Inna al-Husayn mizba'u al-Huda wa safinatu al-Najah. Certainly, Husayn is torch of guidance. Wa safinatu al-Najah and boat of salvation. And now look about Imam Husayn, because we are remembering all of our masumeen, but in specific or certain occasion. If there is a birthday of our first imam, or shahadat of our first imam, there is a special ziyarah for him. If day dedicated to our second imam, ziyarah for him. If day dedicated to rest of our masumeen, special ziyarah for him. But look, when Allah commanded in Quran, فَذْكُرُنِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ, remember me, I'll remember you. They all have done. But the way Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam done, in the history of mankind, in the history of Anbiya and Masumeen, no one has done as Imam Hussain Islam sacrificed his life and his companions. So in all occasion, day of Eid, you completed your fasting, you are celebrating Eid al-Fitr. It is not birthday of our third Imam. But there is a specific ziyarah for Eid al-Fitr. Remember Hussain on day Eid. Remember Hussain on the day of Eid. Eid al-Adha. Remember Hussain on the day of Eid al-Adha. Night of revelation of Quran, Laylatul Qadr. Ziyarat of Hussain. Night of Friday, Ziyarat of Hussain. You are going to perform your Hajj and you are sitting in the land of Arafat. Read Ziyarat of Hussain. So in each and every occasion, see, if there was recommended to do Ziyarat of Hussain, of course, birthday of Imam Hussain. 10th of Muharram, it is understood. Arba'in of Imam Hussain, understood. But in each and every occasion, why Rasul and Masumeen, they recommended to do Ziyarat of Hussain alayhi salam? Only one thing. If today you are celebrating Eid day, it is because of Hussain. If you are fasting in the month of Ramadan, it is because of Hussain. If you are sitting in the land of Arafat, it is because of Hussain. So remember, in each and every event, Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. For each and every day, Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. So it was the teaching of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember Hussain for each and every occasion. Now look, once in a life, Hajj is wajib. With the condition of potentiality. And that condition of potentiality, it concerns with several type of the potentiality, not only one. Health, wealth. But here what happened? Once in a life, it is recommended, after 3 years, if you are in the position to visit holy places, go for Hajj. But there is no condition for Ziyarat of Hussain, how many times, as many as possible you go. As many as possible to go for Ziyarat of Hussain. And one more thing. on the day of Arafat, do Amal of Arafat there, read Ziyarat of Imam Hussain Islam. And about the Arafat day, there are several hadiths where our Masumeen, they are saying, and especially hadith from our Sikh Imam, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Our Sikh Imam, he's saying, if, because Laylatul Qadr, Shab-e Qadr, the night of revelation of Quran and Majid, if someone is asking for forgiveness, because door are opens, angels they are calling, come, ask for forgiveness. And Allah is forgiving the people on the night of Qadr. But Imam is saying, if people, some of them, those who were not forgiven by Allah, night of Shab-e Qadr, they have another opportunity. Sit in the land of Arafat and ask for forgiveness. And no one is moving from the land of Arafat until Allah is forgiving their all sins. So your presence in the Arafat, how important it is. But ahadith, there are recommended ahadith where Masumeen, they are saying, if you are able to present for Hajj in the Arafat, either you attend that land or go to Karbala. Or go to Karbala on the Arafat day. So it is the importance of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, go for the ziyarat of Hussain. Why? If someone is doing ziyarat of Hussain and there is a sawab for 70 hajj, it is recommended action. No doubt it is recommended action. But why Allah is giving more sawab in the ziyarat of Hussain? Look, if a person is praying 5 times a day, there is a certain sawab for him. He is protecting himself from the jahannam. It causes to enter in the Jannah. But if a person is offering Namaz-e-Shab, there is a great sawab for it. Same way, same method. If someone is performing Hajj, there is a one sawab for Hajj. But a person, when he is going for Ziyarat of Hussain, there is a 70 sawab and more. Why? Of course, we people, sometimes we have sometime question and we are saying, what is the logic behind the 70 Hajj sawab? Why Allah is giving 70 times sawab in the Ziyarat of Hussain? Might be it is manipulated or fabricated. Because the people, those who fabricated religion, they are in the impression that it is the fabrication. But actually, this hadith, completely acceptable. It is not controversial one. There was an alim and he was surprised why Allah gave him 70 times sawab and he has seen in the dream. Actually it was clear message from Allah to understand importance of Hussain and the merit of Ziyarat of Hussain. He has seen in the dream there was a king and he went to jungle. And he lost his friend and he was alone and he was thirsty and he was looking for water and food. Finally, he was unable to move, just he has seen there was a one hut. He went there and when he reached to that door, he fell down. The owner of the door, he offered him water. It was not sufficient for him. He was hungry also. Then owner of the house, he had only one goat. Before that, he has given him milk of that goat, but it was not sufficient for him. Then he slaughtered. His whole property was goat. He given him. He cut. He slaughtered. He offered. He has eaten his food. He moved from there. And then he said, see, if you will be in need, come visit my estate. I'll help you. Whatever he had, he has given. He offered. Nothing remained. After a few days, after a few times, he visited king of that time. He saved the life of the king. Now when he visited king of that time, he asked for help. Now I'm in trouble. He asked his cabinet, what I'll give them. What I'll give him? One of them, he said, just 1,000, 2,000. One, they told, give him 1/4 of your kingdom. Half of the kingdom. Finally he said, no, you all are wrong. Because when I was in need, whatever he had, he given me. Now whatever I have to give him. So now why Allah is giving everything to Hussain? Because what Hussain had, he has given to Allah. So 70 times Allah is giving sawab in the ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Salawat. And you know, for the ziyarat of Imam Hussain salam, you can take your parent also. And I will mention only one small story. Allama Dastaghaibi has written. He's saying there was an alim. He has seen in the dream an Arab person. He was doing ziyarat of Imam Islam in the haram of Imam. An Arab person, he came and he said, Assalamu alaykum ya Aba Abdullah. And Imam answered him. How lucky that person was really. If someone is true believer, see, Imam is giving answer to everyone. But if you are real mu'min and true believer of Imam, Imam is giving answer and you are listening Imam and word of Imam. And sometime you are receiving opportunity to do real ziyarah of Imam Hussain Islam. Not only Holy Shrine of Imam. And sometimes people, they are not going to Karbala, they are in their hometown and they are seeing physically Imam of their time. He said, Assalamu alaykum ya Aba Abdullah. Imam answered him. And thereafter he seen Imam smile and he also smiled. Exchange of a smile between these two people. Next day he went for ziyarah. He was in the haram. He has seen the same person, same Arab. He arrived and he said, Assalamu alaykum ya Aba Abdullah. And thereafter answer from Imam. But he has not seen Imam. But when that Arab, he received answer from Imam, he smiled. He went to him. Why you are smiling? Arab said, nothing to say. He insisted, see, I have seen in the dream same thing. So I want to know the interpretation of my dream. Now he understand, because he is also involved in this case. He is also involved in this marriage. So he said, okay, if you are insisting me what happened, why I was smiling, so remember, every Thursday night, it was pledge between me and my parent, because I have only one transport. See, several times for majalis, for mahafil, for namaz, see, if someone is bringing his friend and his parent for majlis, really he is receiving great sawab and honor from Imam. From this incident, you can understand. He said, I had only one transport and I can bring only my father. My father, he was sitting on the donkey. And I was walking on my feet. So one Thursday, alternate Thursday, what I was doing, once I was bringing my mother, once I was bringing my father. And the last Thursday when I wanted to bring my father because it was his turn, my mother, she told me, see, you bring me also. I said, see, I have only one transport. I cannot take two of you. She said, see, might be next Thursday when my chance will come, I will not alive. So please take me for ziyarat of Imam. When mother insisted, he said, okay. He offered his father to sit on donkey. Then he said, he has taken his mother on his shoulder. He has taken his mother on his shoulder. So mother and father, they both came. One, he is coming on his leg and mother was on his shoulder. He visited Karbala and he has done ziyarat. And when he said, Assalamu alaykum ya Aba Abdullah, Imam answered him. Imam was smiling and he was also smiling there. So he was welcomed by Imam. So this is the ziyarat of Imam Hussain Islam also. And it is the respect of your parent. Salawat. مل جل کر سلوات پڑھیے گا باو بازِ بلند ایک مرتبہ آپ سے اور درخواست کروں گا قدر قریب آ جائیں تاکہ پھر اس کے بعد جشن کو باقاعدہ لیکن بہرحال میں اتنا با کمال بھی نہیں ہوں کہ دریا کو کوزے میں سمیٹ سکوں لیکن بہرحال اس آزمائش سے گزرنا ہی پڑتا ہے سلوات پڑھیں باو بازِ بلند عزیزو آج اس امام کی ولادت کا جشن منانے کے لیے آئے ہیں کہ جس کی ولادت پہ تمام انبیاء تمام معصومین تمام ملائک سب خوش ہیں. اچھا خوشی کا عالم یہ آپ اندازہ لگائیں پنجتن کی آخری پڑھ دیں نا